From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Little Britches, The Dry Divide by Ralph Moody. Let's begin with Chapter 1, Ragtag Crew. My luck had always run in ups and downs, sort of like riding a seesaw. But on the 4th of July, 1919, I hit bottom as if the rider on the other end of the board had suddenly jumped off. At midnight on the 3rd, I was in St. Joseph, Missouri, down to my last dime, and had only one hope left. If I could get to the 4th of July roundup in Littleton, Colorado, I'd find plenty of old friends there, and could easily get a job as a cowhand. Back in 1910, at the time my father died, I'd been a kid trick rider in that roundup. But there was only one way I could get to Littleton, and that was by hopping the night mail train for Denver. I hopped it just as it pulled out of the depot, flipping onto the blind end of the baggage car right behind the engine. But my luck seemed to have run out clear down to the last drop. The fireman spied me when I came aboard, and he was at least twice my size. It seemed prudent to accept his suggestion that I shovel coal into the engine for the rest of the night. I did, and was kicked off at McCook, Nebraska, the next morning. Weighing barely 100 pounds and having incipient diabetes, I had not been in the very best of shape for shoveling coal all night, and my high-heeled boots had not been much help to me. My back felt as though it were broken. I was so hungry, I was trembling, and my hands and feet were raw.